Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 9, beginning in verse 1. "In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek my prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes." Heavenly Father, I stand before you today humbled and awed. I'm so grateful that you called me to preach your word, and I certainly don't deserve to do so. I'm not worthy. But you did call me, and I believe that you gave me something to say today. So please help me to preach. Please touch the hearts by your power and by your Spirit. And I'm careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, amen. Daniel says in verse 2 that he understood by books the number of years that Israel would be in captivity. He understood by books. It says that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. And we have his book today, the book of Jeremiah. It is said that Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. He wasn't a laughing prophet. He wasn't a jovial prophet. But he was a weeping prophet. And it's also said that throughout his ministry, he had no converts. He had no one that got saved, or at least that's recorded that got saved, under his ministry. He was a prophet to the nation of Israel. He was a messenger sent to Jerusalem and the tribe of Judah. His book starts out this way. It says, "The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah." But in the second part of verse 3, it tells when his ministry took place. "It came also," or "the word of the Lord came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. So we see Jeremiah, who Daniel mentions, he read the book of Jeremiah. He read the scrolls that the prophet had written. But Jeremiah's ministry led up to the captivity. And that's where Daniel is. Daniel is not in Jerusalem. He's not back home in Israel. but he lives in Babylon. He and his people were carried away from the land of Israel, from Judah, from Benjamin, from the different places. The children of God had been carried away from their homes. They were in Babylon. And the story of how they got there is a sad one. It's a disappointing one. It's one that, if you think about it, breaks your heart. God had chosen Abraham out of all of the people of the world. He chose Abraham and said to Abraham to come out from your family, come out from your home, to leave Ur where you were from. Abraham, leave your home, leave your village, leave your town, leave your country, and go to the place that I will show you. And by faith he does that. And of him, God builds a great nation, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the children of Israel. God redeems Israel from Egyptian bondage by the shedding of the blood of the Lamb. God leads Israel with a cloud by day and a fire by night. God gives Israel the law, the Ten Commandments, and says, here's my law, walk in it. But historically, Israel has not obeyed. We can read in the law, in the Pentateuch, where God's people, God said to worship him only. But in the desert, Aaron made a golden calf. Instead of following God, the one that redeemed them, they continually fell back into idolatry. They worshipped other gods. And God warned them in the law. God warned them by the prophets and the judges and what have you. God spoke to them by the kings on occasion to follow God and to not slip off into idolatry. God told his people Israel that if you don't leave these other gods alone, that if you don't quit worshiping idols, then I will throw you out of the land of Israel. I will kick you out of the land of Canaan. The land that I promised you, I'll kick you out. And by the hand of Jeremiah the prophet and others, God gave his last warnings. And God said that if you don't stop worshiping false gods and bowing down to idols, that I'll send you for 70 years in Babylon. Your town, destroyed. Your houses, destroyed. Everything you know in Israel, I'll destroy, God said. And as Jeremiah said, and as Daniel's reading it, they were carried away captive in Babylon for 70 years. Jeremiah's message was, repent. The other prophets that warned God's people, their message was, repent. To repent means to stop what you're doing, turn around, and walk the other way. If you repent of sin, you acknowledge that you're going the wrong way, that the things that you are doing are wrong, and you stop walking in sin, you turn around, and you walk the other way. Repentance is not remorse. Remorse says, I'm sorry I got caught. Repentance says, I don't care if I get caught or not. I know what I'm doing is wrong, and I need to stop. And by God's help, I will stop. Repentance isn't preached very much anymore. But I'd like to take a look in the book of Matthew. At the beginning of the book of Matthew, in the beginning of the gospel story, and it's not told just in Matthew. First we read that Mary was visited by the angel. And we read of the miraculous birth of Christ. We read all of these great things. But eventually, Jesus, obviously being born, grew up and began his public ministry. But before he began his ministry, it says in Matthew chapter 3, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Repent. The Messiah is coming. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent to earth. He's coming. Obviously, he was there for 30 years. But he was to begin his public ministry. He was going to appear on the scene. But before Christ could begin his ministry, God sent one last prophet, John the Baptist, to point his finger and say, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. But his message was repent. Repent. And in verse 6, and they were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. John told the Pharisees, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. In other words, this isn't just a religious game. This is not, well, it's Sunday morning, I guess we have to go to church. This is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for God himself is about to appear in your midst. Repent. He said in verse 10, and now also is the axe laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down or cut down and cast into the fire. And he says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. That was his message, repentance. And the second part of that verse talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, his message was, because Christ is coming. Repent, because Christ is coming. And that's my message today. John the Baptist lived a very long time ago. But the message is the same. Repent, because Christ is coming. He came the first time, we read about it in this book, Matthew. But he's coming the second time. And we can read about that visitation of the Lord in the book of Daniel, which we're studying. The second coming of Christ. Repent, because Christ is coming. And you need to be ready for his coming. You need to be ready for that day. If you have sin in your life, you need to repent. In chapter 4 of the book of Matthew, Jesus has the same message. It says in verse 16, talking about the fact that he is the light of the world, it says, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. But the next verse, verse 17 of Matthew chapter 4, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" That's the same thing in chapter 3 that John preached. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And I say to you today, if you're listening to me, the message is the same. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I don't know when. The Bible doesn't say when. And the Bible says specifically, don't try to guess when. Don't try to predict when. But it does say this. It's a fact. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. It could be tomorrow. It could be this afternoon. Could be 2,000 years or 10,000 years. I don't know. But it's going to happen. Christ will come back. And you need to be ready for Him. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But going back to Daniel chapter 9, Daniel saw in the book of Jeremiah and perhaps other books that he studied, he knew that the people of God, after they walked away from God and stubbornly refused to worship only Him, but instead choosing to worship idols, Daniel knew that his people were carried away into Babylon captive as punishment sent by God for their rebellion. The Bible plainly says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Bible plainly says, and we know this as the Roman road, that the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Daniel knew that his people had sinned. They had transgressed God's law. They had said no to God, no to His Holy Spirit, and no to the prophets. We don't want to follow God. We want to do things our own way. He knew that they were stubborn and rebellious and had sinned and refused to repent. And they were stuck in Babylon for 70 years because that was the punishment of God. But it says here that Daniel knew because he read the prophets. It says, speaking of God in verse 2, that He would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. But in verse 3 it says, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek my prayer and supplications with fasting and with sackcloth and with ashes." To fast means to go without food. It's where our word breakfast comes from. You fast all night, you're sleeping, you're not eating. In the morning you break your fast. You eat breakfast, break fast. But Daniel wasn't sleeping and waking up and saying he was hungry. Daniel was on purpose not eating food. He was in prayer, and we read his prayer of repentance. And on purpose, he went without food. He deprived his own body of food and made it uncomfortable while he was praying and repenting. He said he prayed with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. In the Old Testament, you will see many times that repentance was accompanied by fasting and sackcloth. Sackcloth is the cloth that they make sacks out of. In other words, burlap. Daniel found an old burlap sack, cut a couple of armholes in it and a place for his head, and wore that instead of his tunic or robe or whatever he had. He went without food on purpose. He wore an itchy burlap sack. But then it mentions ashes. He took ashes. And in some places it says dust. But he took ashes, and instead of a hat, he put ashes on his head. And all of these things are a sign. They're a sign to the person doing it, and they're a sign to God, saying, Lord, I'm wrong. I've done wrong. I've got sin in my life. And Lord, I agree that I've got sin in my life. I agree with you. You're righteous, but I am not holy. I'm unrighteous. Lord, I'm wrong. I repent of my sin. And I'm not going to eat any food until you somehow move in my heart. I'm going to wear a burlap sack and itch and sweat. And I'm going to walk around with ashes and dust in my head. Remember, God created Adam out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. To have a sackcloth and ashes party says, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm from dust. I'm not proud. I'm humble. I recognize where I came from. I'm from the dust. And ashes, obviously, if you have something and you burn it, you're left with ashes. I lived haughty. I lived rebellious. I did things my own way. But all I've got now is ashes. Everything I have is gone. And certainly that's what they were experiencing in the land of Babylon. They were carried away captive by God himself, because they rebelled. And Daniel begins to pray and repent. He begins to agree with God that he and his people have sinned. Turn with me quickly, if you will, to Psalm 137. It says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we all sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. Or in other words, let my hands forget how to play my instrument. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, we're to have treasures in heaven and not on earth. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, or knock it down, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed. Happy, now notice that. God sent Babylon to carry away captive God's people. But they were God's people. The Jews are God's people. And though God used Babylon, and at other times, in other circumstances, other nations, though he used Babylon to chastise his people, the fact that they abused God's people, God punished those that he used because they abused the apple of his eye. Let me read that again. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. The kingdom of God is serious business, and disobeying God has consequences. And that's why God sends the message of repentance by his prophets and by his Son. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.